Good morning to you all. We're so glad that you're in the Lord's house on this Christmas day. I want to draw your attention as we do our call to worship today to 1 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16, one of my favorite verses from the New Testament. And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the Spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory. In that one verse, you have the all-encompassing earthly ministry of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But this very, very important phrase we find at the very beginning of verse 16, God was manifest in the flesh. I hope and trust and realize on this Christmas day that you understand the importance of the incarnation. If He had not become flesh, there would be no reason for you and I to meet here today. There would be no reason for us to gather together. There would not be a purpose. Because Jesus Christ came, the eternal Son of God, worshipped by the angels in heaven for as long as they had been created, and yet He came to this earth, took upon Himself human flesh, became the Son of Man, that you and I might be able to believe on Him and receive eternal life. This is the great and glorious truth, and we're going to emphasize this morning, the miracle of Christmas. I think this is the greatest emphasis of the Scripture at this time of the year and this special day, Christmas Day, is the fact that God was manifest in the flesh, that He condescended, that He set aside the prerogatives of His deity, that He became flesh and dwelt among us, that He might be tempted in all points as we are, yet without what? Yet without sin, that He might be our Savior. He was the perfect sacrifice. He was the perfect Lamb, God manifest in the flesh. And so as we think of the miracle of Christmas in regard to the incarnation and the virgin birth of Jesus Christ, I trust that you know and appreciate and meditate upon this truth, that God was manifest in the flesh, and without that taking place, you and I have no hope. But we do have hope this morning, because He accomplished the purpose, as that verse shares with us, all of the things that the Father sent Him to do, He accomplished, and we have salvation today at this very hour because of what God did through His Son, Jesus Christ, when He came to this earth, when He went to the cross, when He rose again, how from the tomb? Bodily from the tomb. You and I have hope in Him. May that be the song of our hearts today on Christmas Day.